How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Segment two is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
Today, it's heavy work at that. It's beakers and beans at Beck's.
Tell us,
the
please.
The triple B. Well,
beakers and beans.
We talk corn so much, right? We talk of corn and how much we appreciate the ethanol for our gas.
Yeah.
And we're
absolutely.
And today is bean focus. Beakers and beans. Mm. So Trevor's working on the increase of bean
Bean fields.
Yes, we're working on that. They want to make beans way more profitable, and they've done that. They're trying to get that up to the corn level, which would be remarkable. But the highest bean yields are Beck's.
Is that right?
In the world. And that means a lot. And so today, there's the three Bs. So three Bs going on right now. Beakers, beans, and Beck's.
Fast.
And
so, I mean, yeah. I'm really impressed by your knowledge.
And they're making hoodies also with that. Ooh, on that. And
I want
Trevor,
one of those.
We'd like to get
dips.
Those. We'd like to have one of those hoodies. Hopefully by the end of the week. Jake might wear it to the game this weekend.
Good chance, which
and then leave early.
And then leave early.
Joking, Jake.
I don't intend
Jake.
To leave early Jake. In the game.
End of the game. Huskers have the ball up 13. Clock's ticking. It's over.
I'll be there.
Are you storming?
No, not storming.
Are you storming the field?
I'll be at the game still.
Are you crying?
Potential for tears.
Jake, what? If things
Wouldn't
were,
you love to see Jake with
just,
tears
just
of
tears,
see him
just tears
on
of
the
joy.
TV. Yeah.
Give you a big hug.
Jake.
I did it.
Over, Jake.
Jake, I want you to think this through. For some reason, if things are tight, which I don't believe.
It'll be tight.
If they say it's tight. Don't leave.
It's never
worked for you. No, you've left before.
It wasn't tight when I left the last time. It was a 20-point game.
How did it come
game.
Down to?
When I left, they played better.
Yeah.
Oh. So maybe I was the problem in the game.
Jake, don't do it. Try to stay.
I was the problem.
Jake.
There's a chance I was the problem.
This crazy fandom of yours has to stop.
Never.
It's got to stop. You have to be able to be a little bit more like hanging in there.
He's pretty young, Bill.
Yeah. I hang still. Yeah. I hang.
He will calm down with age.
Well, somebody who is agitated right now is Luke Fickell, who will see this Saturday in Lincoln, playing the Huskers.
Yes.
We know that Phil Longo, the OC, was let go by the Badgers earlier on Monday following the 16-13 loss to Oregon on Saturday. And he had a press conference, Luke Fickell did, and he was asked, who's going to be calling plays? Because it has not been named. Who's going to be calling plays?
For the Badgers.
Here's what Luke Fickell had to say about that yesterday.
Why does it matter? Right. I mean, the offense will, be run and those guys will do a lot of things collaboratively together. And I don't think it really is important as to who is calling it. I guess it gives you the ability to point a finger at somebody if that's the case. But it's not one of those things I think is that important. Sometimes I think it's overrated in some ways. But it'll be a collaborative group and those guys will have to work a lot together.
Okay.
Hang on real quick.
Yes, Bill.
Play the start of that again.
Okay. Here we go.
Why does it matter? Right. I mean, the offense will, be run and those guys will do a lot of things collaboratively together. And I don't think it really is important as to who's calling it. I guess it gives you the ability to point a finger at somebody if that's the case. But it's not one of those things I think is that important. Sometimes I think it's overrated in some ways. But it'll be a collaborative group and those guys will have to work a lot together.
I will say this. Luke's a friend of mine. Obviously, I coached with him at Ohio State and he's a great person. He really is. I'm sure he has a very clear idea of who's calling it, but it would be really funny if you got in the press box all of a sudden like that kickoff return, first and 10, it's just silent. It's like, who's calling it?
Why does it matter?
It's a delay of game.
Hold it. Is somebody call it.
Delay of game. We didn't have a play call.
Why does it matter? Doesn't matter.
So at LSU, there was two people called plays. Steve Ensminger was the offensive coordinator, and he called probably 64 to 68% of the game. Joe Brady called the rest of the game. But they had their specific roles so nailed down, mm-hmm. as far as Joe was heavy third down and he was heavy red zone.
Wow.
That's where he was. That's
interesting.
Highlighted the other. I mean, the number of calls that were made during that season that Steve Ensminger made was remarkable. But it was so seamless on who was calling what and when how they were handling it.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And also, but here's where it got better. Here's where it got easier for LSU right there. 5 first rounders.
Yeah.
That really helped when you had Joe Burrow quarterback.
I
had
Jamar Chase.
I mean, so when you get a call plays and it's like, well, also, if everything breaks down, there's a chance that Joe just makes someone miss and scrambles and makes a play down the field also. So sometimes that's where the play calling gets tight. It gets tense. When you have to call everything, when you start watching plays and you go, okay, they just ran a screen and it went for 19. Generally, the receiver made two guys miss and maybe broke a tackle. Did something somewhat magical on the play. And then all of a sudden, they're like, oh, man, he's a great play caller. And it's just there's a lot to it on who's calling the plays and what. And most likely, that's what it'll be. Someone's going to have control downs. And someone's going to have third downs. And someone's going to have the red zone.
Difference is that was known before the season for LSU, right?
Absolutely. So it was very clear.
You went through fall camp. Yeah. Like, okay, there's two guys, but we know how this goes. Wisconsin's having some issues moving the ball. This is now. Nebraska knows it's Holgorsen. We got one guy. Yeah, he's out of the not from here before the season, but
it's him calling plays. Now it's a variety of people at Wisconsin with two games to go.
They're 97th. They're 97th in points per game. Nebraska's 101st. So it's tightly contested in that regard. Wisconsin's averaging 23.9. Nebraska's averaging 23.2.
Did you have the average of what each team is averaging in the Big Ten?
I do not have that.
Ben, try to see if you can come up with that. What the average in the, 'cause I always look much heavily to what's conference going on play. In conference play. Even though the conference schedule's not the same, it's generally you get a better vibe for where the team is
well,
at.
Well, the vibe's not great for Nebraska. In the last five games, four losses, Nebraska's averaged 15.6 points per game.
Gotcha.
Now, that's a problem because it's at the end of last year when Nebraska lost its last four. In those four games, they're averaging 13.5. It's nearly impossible to beat anybody good when you're scoring at that low of an amount of points. As far as this play calling thing goes, it used to drive people crazy when Bo was here, and everybody wanted to know who was calling the defense. Was it Papuchas or was it Bo? And people would always want this answer, and Bo would never really give an answer. And it came down to one time someone asked him a good question: who swings the final hammer? Who swings the final hammer?
Did you ask it?
No, somebody else did, unfortunately. Yeah. And it was Bo. I mean, he swung the final hammer. No, Papuchas actually said that. He goes, Bo swings the final hammer. And I think was Carl co-defensive coordinator too at one point, Jake?
Yes.
Yeah. And so everybody would wonder, and Bo would never give a great answer. He's always very evasive about it. And he's kind of like fickle. Yeah. Like, why does it matter? He was kind of like that.
Well, I would say this, for the most part, the fans are the ones that want to know.
I know.
Like, who's calling
the plays? Yeah.
Who's calling this?
Yeah.
Why does it matter?
Sounds a little like Bo, by the way.
He did. Yeah.
Why does
it matter?
One thing you can tell from him answering it was that he was not happy.
Mm-mm.
He wasn't happy with the question. But when there is a someone let go, could you imagine? No, it didn't go well offensively. It didn't.
For Wisconsin.
But they had the ball. 16-13 with the ball in their hands against Oregon.
Right.
Against Oregon.
Right.
And so, and then that game ends, and it's like doom and gloom, where a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't doom and gloom here, right? When Nebraska played Ohio State.
Yep.
At Ohio State.
Played it wasn't doom and
gloom. Played them well.
Played them very close. One touchdown game, correct? Had the ball at the end. So my point of it being is it's like, that wasn't doom and gloom at that time. And so, that didn't sound great. And remember, like I said, when they played Penn State very close, the Penn State got away late. The next week, Wisconsin collapsed.
Here's the issue.
At Iowa.
Here's the issue against Oregon. Wisconsin had zero cumulative yards in their final four drives of the game.
It was unbelievable. No. It really was. It was unbelievable.
And then now the fan base is up in arms, and maybe the AD's up in arms. Hello?
Well, I can't imagine right now.
when you go
from a certain stop, remember it's called the Dairy Raid. They had a name for it, all the things they do. And Longo wants to run the football. He does. And when you're watching him, you didn't see that as air raid at all.
Nah,
watching Wisconsin at all. They were in 12 personnel
a
bunch.
Was not a dairy
so
raid.
It wasn't like, well, he's just winging it all over the yard. That was not the case. But it's just, it's not going how it used to look. At Wisconsin.
When we come back, Bills Thrills and Song of the Day is next on Early Break.
Song of the Day.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.